The Hawaii Community Development Authority conducted the hearing, the first of its kind in its nearly 38-year history. The hearing was to allow the owners of One Waterfront Tower and Kaka'ako United to plead their case for an impartial review. Attorney Linda Paul represented the owners.
The building of the collection, according to the variances approved by the authority, will deprive petitioners of certain property rights without due process of law unless they are allowed to present their case and have it fairly considered by an impartial hearings officer.
Only attorneys for the parties involved in the case were allowed to present arguments. Attorney Calvert Chipchase represented the developer, The Collection LLC. Chipchase said the adjacent property owners have no case.
They have not cited any rule or any statute that allows the authority to go back in time and grant declaratory relief on a permit that has already been issued. On the contrary,
Chipchase argued the owners of One Waterfront Tower were provided opportunities to legally testify at two separate hearings. The HCDA then convened in closed executive session for about 15 minutes, followed by an announcement by HCDA Chair Brian Lee.
The authority will take this matter under advisement and issue its written decision at a later date. This concludes this hearing. Thank you.
Following the hearing, Attorney Paul said she wasn't very optimistic that neighboring property owners would be granted a reconsideration by the HCDA.
I think they're going to come back with a very considered opinion with a lot of case law trying to defend the position they would like to take, which is that we don't have any declaratory relief and that the August 7th hearing was de facto a contested case hearing.
Paul said the case can be appealed, but it will cost homeowners money to file a lawsuit for a judicial review. Sharon Moriwaki, a One Waterfront Tower owner and member of Kaka'ako United, said the HCDA sidestepped the verbal decision in favor of a written one in the near future.
At least they didn't just shut us out, which we thought they would do, as they have done in the past, you know. And this is the very agency that's supposed to be our steward, and there's not any way that we can even talk about what's going around. The 37 developments coming up, we will have no say.
Meanwhile, the collection is on track to break ground later this year. That, according to ANB Properties Senior Vice President Rick Stack.
We've completed our permit drawings and submitted the permit to the city and county, and our sales are ongoing. We're at about 60% sales right now, so by the time we get our permits, we think we'll be ready to start.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.